single one of them.
Hurlant, farouche.
Well, another day, another great time to catch all the comms and watch more victories occur in our nation. We're going to see more folks waking up in arrest that will shock us all over ballot stuff. Yeah, voting. Wow. World leaders who are all corrupt and losers. Well, they're gathered together in a made-for-TV joke show. Communist News Network admitting Trump was right and more on the exposure of the jabs. We've got a lot to cover today. Let's hang in there and have a blast. Here we go.
You're already a billionaire, right? You are essentially serving these people and you don't have to be doing it. The president,
no.
Being the president seems like a very hard job. You were at three meetings just before this. Sure. But I guess I'm asking, like, the desire to run and attempt to improve your country for these things you're saying.
Yeah.
It comes from what? Just the love of the country?
Well, the people. I'll tell you, when you look at the people, when you look at the crowds, I did a rally in New Jersey. We had 107,000 people there. You saw that last week.
How about that? 107 people. That would equal, well, 17. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. The Logan Paul guy used to be pretty famous. I think he still is on Facebook or YouTube or something like that. I only know about him because my sons all talk about him, and I think he's fighting Mike Tyson soon in boxing. Anyway, he meets with President Trump, has an interview. I put that in the description box below for the entire interview, but catch another 17 number here.
But the destruction, the damage that Biden's done to our country by having 16, 17 million people already in, you know, it's much more than they say. It's probably 17. It could be even higher than that in our country. And these are not people that are going to make America great again. These are people that have a lot of issues. And we're going to have a lot of issues as long as they're here. And we're going to get them out. We have to get them out.
So anyway, I get pretty excited because the number 17 is the letter Q. We like that. And he brings it up not once, but two times. And folks actually noticed in a picture that was sent out to me. I don't have it right now on me. But this, see that little bottle, I believe, that Logan Paul's holding? There was actually 17 bottles in the actual interview room. Pretty cool. So he brings up MAGA. And, of course, you had the, I believe, Democrats versus Republicans in baseball. And President Trump posted RNC research. Dan Goldman's swing is much like his political career. Embarrassing. But there's something else that was pretty cool with this.
Goldman from New York. And a swing and a miss. That will end the inning. The Democrats threaten but do not score. 7-5. The Republicans after three here at Nationals Park.
How about that? Look at that. Stube has the pitcher has a MAGA hat on. That's enough to make the Democrats cringe. And so I think the Republicans won 31-11. Whooped them really good. And they're getting whipped all over the place, especially when it comes to their old fearless leader, Biden. President Trump put out this amazing video, Timeless Quotes by Joe Biden.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
She knows so long as it is denied, our freedom can never be secured.
We'll never forget lying around and him lying around, actually.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
True international effort to pressure. I'll mobilize true international pressure. Yeah, whoever's playing that, the role of Biden is just doing a phenomenal job. And Is it working? Well, I've had conversations with folks who live in California, and they say they can't believe, but they still run into folks who are all for Biden, all for Fauci. Everything seems so wonderful in their Democrat world. I think it's, what, 4 to 6%? They're just not going to wake up. But no matter what, I mean, no matter where they go in the world, they have meetings. And here's old Biden, his perpetual state of confusion. And G7, he's confused. Where do I go? Well, this way with all the fearless leaders of the countries that just have to gather together to make sure we know what we're doing so we can continue to conquer the world. And here's some more confusion as Biden awkwardly salutes Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni as he arrives at the G7 summit. There he goes, the fearless, masked man, Biden. Boy, he deserves an Oscar for the role that he is playing, that is for sure. And see, what else? Oh, yeah, they have somebody fly in and land, and everybody's all excited. And they're like, wait a minute, where's Biden going? Where's he? Is he? Somebody get him. He's heading away. Somebody please. And then they're backing up, pretending that maybe we're going to join him and not be embarrassed and like, oh, smile for the camera. Everybody come over here where Biden is walking away. And they wander over to protect him because they know this robotic man or whatever he is, he walks like a robot, talks like a robot. It's almost like whoever's controlling the robot, if it's a robotic person, I just can't figure it out. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it a robot? Is it a human with a mask on? I don't know. You tell me. But he's done all he can to go after President Trump. And, of course, he's the actual felon. But President Trump now is a convicted felon, right? And we've got those amazing shirts for you. You guys are grabbing them off the shelves. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We've got And We Know shirts. It's got And We Know on the front and on the back. It's got hands on prison bars. And I just like to play this because I love how she goes about this. You can go to shop.andweknow.com and grab these.
Brown saying grape is sexy, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Joe Biden can forgive student loans, even when the Supreme Court says he can't, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Hunter Biden can bring cocaine to the Capitol and get away with it, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Biden, Obama, and Clinton can illegally spy on Trump, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon.
Oh, she did a phenomenal job, and that's a great video clip that she put together. But yeah, you guys want to walk around and show that you're voting for a convicted felon? Again, that's at andweknow.com. You can check it out. Donald Trump, it was in D.C. on Capitol Hill. I've got a video to play a little bit later in that picture that you're looking at, but I just wanted to show that there's folks out there still showing their support for him.
I'm voting for Joe Biden because of all of the great things he did for Black America. And
so she said Joe Biden, but remember, she's just not really voting for Biden. Catch on to what she's doing here in a moment, okay? So don't freak out. At the end, she'll tell you who she's really voting for.
America in just 3 years. He funded an executive order to research why Black women have a higher mortality rate during childbirth. He funded opportunity zones in minority neighborhoods so that more Black and brown people can create small businesses. He passed prison reform that reversed unjust sentences, and over 5,000 Black men were released from prison. He historically funded the HBCUs more than any other president before him. He invited hundreds of Black people to the White House and had them pray over him. And that's why I'm voting for Joe Biden 2024. Oh, wait, that was President Trump. Joe Biden just funds wars.
California Fontanilla on Instagram put that one out. Oh, way to go. I mean, we're just watching this all come together. Tucker Carlson was on X. He had Vince Everett Ellison on how the civil rights movement destroyed Black America. And they get into one particular session about the 20% of the Black vote. Democrat Party's done forever if it goes that far, but I think it's gone to 30-40%, but I could be wrong.
If Trump gets 20% of the Black vote, the Democratic Party's done forever.
Do you think he has a chance?
Oh, I think he's got a chance to get more. My next podcast coming out this Tuesday is going to be Donald Trump, the true first Black president. Because the Democrats have finally done to Donald Trump what they've been doing to Black men for 200 years. What they did to Donald Trump in New York is the Rodney King tape of the Democratic Party coming out, coming after white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
How about that? The full interview, it's in the description box below this video. Just go down there, click. You'll see just about everything that we do here. I try to make sure that you get the links to all of it. And I'll show you real quick. I kind of hold my notes here. And you just kind of scroll down and you look. Timeless quotes by Joe Biden. Wanda the ballot stuffer arrested. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that. But, you know, all those just happen to be in the description box below. Also, I forgot. I kind of went past this one. But you remember we were looking at all these folks gathering together. Well, I wanted to show you a clip. When President Trump walks into the leaders, the world leaders, and he's not treated with respect. He handles things correctly. On the right, you've got Trump walking in with authority, pulling people away, saying, hey, I'm supposed to be up here with you guys. Move aside. Instead, you know, we got Biden on the left side showing you that he's wandering off into La La Land and they have to go find him. They have to go find him and join him because we don't want to be embarrassed. It's just amazing to see this comparison. Also, what I thought was really cool, somebody grabbed this. Look at the unelected Eurocrats on the left and on the far right. Under von Laan, I think is her name. Versalon, I forgot her name. Anyway, we've got the 50-year low poll numbers for Justin Trudeau standing there. We've got a guy from France, Macron, just lost an election. You got too senile to stand trial, Biden. You got 26% approval rating from Japan's leaders. And you got a guy about to lose an election. I believe that's from the UK, if I'm right. But anyway, they're all losers and all gathered together to continue to talk about their losses or figure out how they're going to get out of the conundrum that they're in. Well, one of those are old Biden, to continue to expose him, even though I believe he's no more around and we're just part of a movie and we're trying to wake up the masses. Article 2, Section 4 states the president shall be removed from office. Just a reminder.
Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution itself expressly states.
Article 1, Section 2.
That the sole power of impeachment belongs here to this house. And then Article 2, Section 4 says.
Then Article 2, Section 4, here's where we get big ones.
Listen to the language carefully. It's expressly written in the Constitution. This is not political talking points. We're not making this up. It says in Article 2, Section 4, that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. My friends, I just listed just a small sampling, just the tip of the iceberg of the incredible allegations and the mounting evidence that shows that Joseph Biden has engaged in bribery schemes, pay-to-play schemes. This is what the evidence shows. We have to follow it. We took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The Constitution requires this action. The inquiry is the appropriate step. We have no choice to pursue the facts wherever they lead, and we will leave no stone unturned.
We're waiting and watching just the tip of the iceberg. All the evidence is mounting against old Biden himself. And we're waiting for that big moment when he's finally removed and we can move on with our lives and get everything back way better than it ever was before. And we're going to show you that a little bit later as we get into the money side. President Trump brought up something about income tax you're going to really love. When he had a meeting with all the Republicans there. I'm going to show you that in a little bit. Before we get there, I just think that, man, if you guys haven't had this yet, here's something that you're going to need day in and day out, a nice cup of coffee. My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty-grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend coffee and get yours today.
Just really quickly here, final question. What do these Hunter Biden prosecutions mean? You called them a ruse. So can you talk to me about what the strategy is here? They're just going to slap him on the wrist, right? Yeah. Does he get a pardon from Joe Biden? What do you believe that the DOJ and the Biden regime strategy is here with Hunter?
You want my hypothetical, what I actually think they're doing? I think that Please. They're trying to make it look like everything is fair. I think that they have to save face. I think that the three federal counts that he was convicted of, whether they even send him to jail for a month, a week, I think it'll get pushed. And then I think that when Joe Biden loses, he will pardon him on his last day. I think that, I think they're struggling. I think they're struggling for credibility, and they're trying to use this case to find a little bit of credibility. And it's not working for me, at least. For me, I'm seeing it as, okay, hey, look, we did not have a dual system of justice. All those crazy MAGA people, they're just making it up. No, we still do, because you made up what you went after Trump for. And this is not made up. This is somebody who has a serious, the laptop from hell that they denied is now a fact. The, the drugs, the hookers, the whatever. If this was Donald Trump's kids, this would never be tried and heard a few months out of the election. It would have been done immediately, because they have no mercy when you're a Trump. And that's why I say it's a ruse. They're saying we're fair. You're not fair. You're not fair at all. What I've lived with President Trump, which has been a very small amount of what he's actually gone through, is not fair. The judges, the corruption, the AGs, the DAs going after him for nothing. It's not fair. And it's frankly not fair to the American people, because we're allowed to get to vote for who we want. And they're trying to stop us from that.
It's election interference. It's all election interference. We're catching this day in and day out. Harriet Hagman absolutely torches and shuts Nadler and Raskin up. They had no response whatsoever to her laying out the differences in the Trump case versus the Hunter case. It's pretty good. The
gentlelady from Wyoming a moment ago said that there were clear differences between the way the Hunter Biden trial was conducted and the legitimacy of that trial and the illegitimacy of the Donald Trump trial in New York. Maybe she'd enlighten us as to the difference.
I'm happy to have that debate Please. With you any day of the week.
Please.
But I just don't think that that's relevant to what we're discussing.
Well, you brought it up. So I mean,
we can start with
you said it was absurd. Wait, hold on, Ms. Hagman.
We can start with the judge that was handpicked rather than randomly chosen, which is typical in most of your court cases. You can talk about the fact that you talked about unanimity of verdict. We don't even know what the verdict was at this point in terms of what he was allegedly convicted of unanimously. We can talk about the fact that almost every single ruling that was made by by Judge Marchand in New York was against the defense, despite the fact that when you're dealing with a criminal case, that is there's either typically much more of a balance or, in fact, to ensure that the prosecution actually meets its burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt, most of the rulings would be in favor of the criminal defendant, not in favor of the prosecution. It's in the fact that the expert witness, who is the former head of the Federal Election Commission, was excluded from testifying as an expert witness in the case in New York, despite the fact that he has been qualified as an expert witness to testify on these matters throughout the entire United States. It is the fact that there were other witnesses that were excluded. There was substantial evidence, prejudicial evidence that was admitted during the course of the trial. And then when you look at what happened with Hunter Biden, the prosecution was very precise, very specific about the nature of the statute that was at issue and how he violated it. And then they brought in the evidence from the family members, the ex-wife, the girlfriend, the young girlfriend, all of the testimony, him reading the book, all of the testimony. The evidence was overwhelming that Hunter Biden had violated the specific statute at issue. So there's dramatic differences in terms of how the New York case was handled versus how the case against Hunter Biden was handled. If you'd like to spend another 3 or 4 hours, we can go outside and I can give you additional evidence to that effect.
All right. I just want to refocus. So I started the line of questions with this. I
look 3 to 4 hours. We'll step outside and you can see this guy in the back. He's got a big smirk right here. See this? Big smile. Yeah. Like that. He's in the back just paying attention to all that's going on. And you got a big smile over here to the right. Everybody knows they've just heard an amazing takedown by Harriet Hagman. So as she moves forward with this, I find it kind of interesting that President Trump's trial with Marchand in New York just happened to take place and it finished up right before the trial with old Biden. Don't you find it interesting? So then she's able to come in and sit down and say, look, because it's fresh in her mind what Trump just went through, and it's fresh in her mind what Biden just went through. And she's showing the difference in the way that they were handled, showing you just how they operate, and they've always operated like that. And it's good that it happened, and the timing just happened to be perfect. Don't you guys catch that? It's pretty cool. Storm Rider official page. I haven't read one of these posts in a while, but every now and then post something that seems pretty interesting. And this is the opinion coming from that particular Telegram channel. The Storm. 11.3 arrest wars are coming closer, and it's no longer a conspiracy that Trump is going to arrest the deep state operators, bring down the operations, real puppet masters of the world swamp. From the director of the FBI, McCabe, to U.S. military deep state general, Milley, to leading mainstream media host Maddow, and hundreds more of the elites in the Senate, U.S. government, and high-profile elites all confirm Trump is coming after them. Treasonous ops, all connected to a deep state military coup. The deep state Democrats, rhinos, and elites are no longer laughing at Q, nor the storm arrest wars coming. Nothing can stop what's coming. They're not laughing at it anymore, are they? Behind the scenes, multiple military operations set by Trump, Ezra, Patel, White Hats, military, and this plan is moving forward. One of the known operations is now hitting the 2024 circa on social media, books, TV, and huge discussions inside the DNC and the DC ring, the military operation with Pentagon DOD. White Hats and three-letter agencies are going after Hillary Clinton in connection to money laundering, bribes, blackmail, military coup, setting up Trump. They're in big trouble. Patrick Byrne publicly gives some of the full information on the behind-the-scenes military Department of Defense, White Hats and three-letter agencies going after Clinton. It's all right. It's already planning their arrest and prosecution of Hillary, Obama, Bush, CIA, Rockefellers, the Carnegie Endowment, to Gates, to Fauci, and so many more. The powerful combination of the storm is connected to the deep state, dark, deep operations, and unconstitutional operations. Connected to underground bases and real facilitators who control DC and deep state actors and operations. They're going after the secret majority intelligence community that is run by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, plus the 13 elite families who control most of the world intelligence and banks and government corruption systems. That's right. The World Storm operations, vital and important that Russia broke apart the underground biolabs in Ukraine. Remember, we talked about that, the 46 biolabs that were on the U.S. government website. They were taken down when everybody realized that all those areas were getting blown up by Putin. He broke apart the CIA-run military regime of West Ukraine, yep, and the dismantling of the world money laundering operations that went to Ukraine. That's right, BlackRock, Vanguard, NATO, all these folks, things that we didn't know about 7-8 years ago, man, they're all coming out. We're figuring it out now. NATO, UN, Obama, CIA, MI6, Mossad, World Bank fake philanthropy operations, all funneling money to Ukraine for over 50 years. It was important for Trump to step back 21 to 24 as deep state dismantling operations in Ukraine took place. If Trump would have fully initiated to dismantle the CIA Ukraine operations, the deep state European powers and the elites, propaganda television, they would have crucified Trump. Even in the U.S., people would have been confused, and the Mockingbird CIA TV mainstream media would have annihilated him. It was vital to world military operations that Putin move forward and bring down the Nazi globalist regime in Ukraine and stop the deep state elite operations. A powerful plan is formulated in real time, unfolding to bring down NATO. the UN globalist agenda. It's all connected to the coming world nuclear standoff, already happening silently. So we've got the silent war going on. So speaking of Ukraine, I want to show you this. As you listen to all of this playing out, where they're trying to basically sign a deal between Biden and Zelensky, like another like a
Donald
huge
Trump
plan.
And Vladimir Zelensky speaking in just a moment at the G7 summit in Puglia.
She said Donald Trump and Zelensky.
Italy. Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky speaking in just a moment at the G7 summit in Puglia, Italy. It is expected that they will sign an agreement, a 10-year agreement, to give security to Ukraine, which is what they are doing right now. Again, this is something that the United States hopes lives on well past Donald, well past President Biden's first term, potentially even his second term. Again, it is a 10-year deal to flood Ukraine with funding. They are in a peaked battle right now, obviously, with Russia to ward them off. Russia has gained momentum in the last few months. President Biden previously apologizing to President Volodymyr Zelensky for the six-month delay in the U.S. getting his country more aid, as House Republicans said they would not support it.
There's old Zelensky, the man taking all the money, handing it out to his generals, building $5 to $10 million homes in Miami, walking around with his green shirt on to look like he's just this war guy, just great actor. Yeah. That's the guy they put in front of us, the clown. All that happening in Ukraine is just in, seems to be in a lot of trouble as they continue to pump out things that I just can't stand. It makes me sick. Ukrainian girls, not even 18 years old, they've been recruited into the military. You'd have to be mentally unstable to support what Zelensky is doing to Ukrainians. It's not Zelensky, it's the puppet masters that control him. And you look at their faces. Do they look happy? Do they look like excited? Do, you know, joined. You guys, can you imagine your 15, 16, 17-year-old daughter all of a sudden grabbed from your home and they say, guess what? She's coming to the military and she's going to serve whether you like it or not. Knowing everything that you know about Zelensky now, it's sickening. Well, when CNN tells their viewers that Biden lied about bribes from China and Ukraine, Jake Tapper literally says Trump was right. It's unbelievable.
And Kristen, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was in fact paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Once you None became vice president, true. He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right.
Trump was right. And here we go. Either they're trying to get rid of Biden or they're starting to actually admit that everything that Trump has been doing is correct. Imagine all the viewers that watch CNN and the brainwashed ones that can't stand Trump and they heard that. Oh, wow. Well, folks, if you want to learn a lot more, we are at andweknow.com. Very simple website for you to go to. It's set up for you easily for your phone and for your computer. Most of you seem to grab it from the phone, so I'll bring the phone view in. Look at that. Really simple to bring up. You'll have all your connections to our videos, Rumble, podcast. You can contact us by hitting the contact key. When you hit contact, you'll be able to send us a picture of you wearing your gear, and we need a lot more of those. So if you've got a chance, just grab your phone, take a picture, and hit that contact button, throw a photo at us. We'd love to share it with one of our videos. You can also notice that we have all of our social media. Our past videos are showing up there. We've got our merch. If you guys are looking for merch, just go to andweknow.com. You click on our merch site, and you'll be able to find that shirt. I'm voting for a convicted felon. That's right. You can join our OCC Fellows, our exclusive advocacy program. You'll get merch discounts. You'll stay in the loop with our monthly newsletter, indulge in exclusive special merch packages tailored just for you. You'll be a VIP with exclusive event invitations and more. You'll follow our podcast. We've got those, thepatriotlight.com, another website for you. And you'll notice that our partners are there. Anyone that you see that we've got, we've been talking about, like the LT Pet Club, 247, EMF Protection, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, and more. Dr. Shockley's there. You guys can reach out to them and just click on those, and you'll be able to find those. Really, really cool. I had something else I wanted to show you on that note also that we've got going, a special deal. Take 30% off of all hats and polos for Dad. Just use code FATHER30. That's FATHER30, and you'll get your discount today. Just check it out. Father's Day sale going on. Go to shop.amweknow.com. You'll get so many things from our store. Absolutely amazing, great deals that we have put together for you. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Much. This was a great meeting. There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party. We want to see borders. We want to see strong military. We want to see money not wasted all over the world. We don't want to see Russian ships right off the coast of Florida, which is what they are right now. That's unthinkable. We want to see just success for our country. And we don't have success right now. We have inflation that's killing everybody. We have levels of inflation that nobody's seen for, they say 42 years, they say 53 years, and they say 75 years. I would say probably all of them are wrong. Probably we've never seen levels like this before. And we're going to end that. We're going to bring back our jobs. We're going to bring back common sense to government. We're going to have strong borders, and we're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. They're not going to pour in from prisons all over South America and all over the world. And it's not just South America, by the way. It's all over the world. And we're not going to have them pour in from mental institutions, which is where they're coming from. Large numbers, and large numbers are terrorists. And we're not going to have this. So what's happening to our country is of great concern to the group of people standing alongside of me. And I just wanted to say that we have great unity. We have great common sense. A lot of very smart people in this room, and a lot of people that love our country. They love our country beyond just about all else. And the only thing that maybe supersedes it is their family and maybe their faith in certain instances. And that's very nice. But they want this country to be great again, and we're going to make it great again. And so I just want to thank the Republican Senate. And I want to thank also the House. We met, as you know, with the full House, Republican House today, and we had a tremendous meeting with them also, and there's great unity. Very similar, different topics, actually, but not that different. And there's one thing in common. We want to make America great again. We want to make our country great again. We're a nation that's in decline. We're a declining nation. We're a nation that is being laughed at all over the world. We have a leader that's being laughed at all over the world. And we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. The polls are looking like they're very strongly for us. And if you, no matter where you look, in fact, a lot of states that people thought weren't in play are very strongly in play. Some were actually leading in. But we have to get elected. We have to take this beautiful place, and we have to make it really something very special again. Right now, it's not special. Right now, it's being scorned and being used as an example of when they look at the crime on the streets, when they look at all of the problems that we have, they're using us as a bad example of democracy. And they're getting away with murder, and we're not going to let it happen. So I just want to thank you for coming, and I want to thank everybody here. You're all either elected or you're going to be elected again and reelected, and I'm with every one of you, and you know that. I'll be with you always. And thank you very much for inviting me, and we're going to have great success. I think we're going to have a tremendous election. It's November 5th is very important, but we really start much earlier than that. You have North Carolina as an example. You have North Carolina September 6th. You have Pennsylvania starts on September 22nd. These are things different from the old days. We had election day and you had paper ballots and you had voter ID. Unfortunately, maybe someday we'll get back to that. But you don't have that right now. But this is an outstanding group of people. I'm with them 1,000%. They're with me 1,000%. We agree just about on everything. And if there isn't, we work it out. And I've had a really great relationship with just about everybody here, and just about all of the senators. And if it wasn't fantastic, it gets worked out. And we have one thing in mind, and that's making our country great.
Amen. Make the country great. Really moving forward, having all these guys together, supporting him in the background, I think is phenomenal. So he heads to D.C., and it was interesting because Greg Gutfeld said something Carly shared with all of us about that particular visit, and here we go.
That's how would you figure they're handling this?
It is interesting, like what Judge said. You know, you have Murphy saying it makes him sick to see Republicans backing Trump. Dude, you're backing a mindless invalid who should be in a white room, not the White House. And you'd think the Democrats would have something to point to, like, hey, this is why you want four more years of Biden, but you can't. All you have are these fantasies of doom. You can't say what is, so you have to say what if. So I have a theory on why people are supporting Biden. It's a right-wing op. The right has secretly infiltrated the Democratic Party to preserve an incapacitated candidate that is sure to collapse before November 5th. Seriously, because I have other examples, right? You have leftists targeting Jews at home. Right? At home, smearing their homes with paint. That could be done by the Mossad. You have activists pushing to target children with gender ideology, hormones, and surgery. That could be done by the religious right who, you know, after all, they predicted we're coming after your kids. You have progressives defending the influx of illegals by the millions, including criminals. That could have been scripted by Ann Coulter. Now you have a president who is in the throes of dementia. Steve Bannon has to be behind that. So I think that what does it say about your party when everything you support appears like a right-wing op, that it could actually be manufactured by your adversary? You got to look in the mirror and go, what are we doing when all of this appears to be sabotage, yet we're doing it to ourselves?
Are we watching an op? Interesting words. Are we? Are we watching an operation play out like a movie or something? Like a script that's going out to wake folks up? Is he correct about the Mossad? Is he correct about all of the things that are playing out day in and day out? Did he nail it? It's interesting how he brings these points up to kind of show us what we talk about all the time. Yet he does it on The Five. So in that meeting, particular meeting with President Trump, he brought up actually Donald Trump met with Bitcoin miners at Mar-a-Lago Tuesday. He's going to embrace the crypto industry. Other things that came up, Trump proposed eliminating all income tax and replacing it with tariffs on imports if elected president. Can you imagine? Can you imagine everyone in our nation making the amount of money that they have worked for going straight into their bank account and no longer being taxed for their income? It's the way it was supposed to be. It's the way it was set up. I've got several videos that I saved and I bookmarked on my X files with folks who used to work at the IRS, basically proving to you that it's all a farce. But anyway, we'll get into that someday. Thomas Massey said, most intriguing policy idea from the GOP meeting at the Capitol Hill Club this morning. Trump briefly floated the concept of eliminating the income tax and replacing it with tariffs on all those goods that start floating in. Even more interesting would be, what are the odds that Trump drops about the economy with a 1 minute and 19 second clip, you know, talking about the economy, right? That 1 minute, 19 second clip just happens to be, thank you, Grasshopper, for this, stating the 119. Well, if we go to 119, it's about the economy. Trump is going to win in a landslide. I mean, just small things like that. Get rid of the income tax. My goodness, that'd be great. So what is the money flow disruption? List the billionaires. Who audits the billionaires or the billions that's actually paid for war? Who audits the billions paid for environmental policy? Side note. Where do the funds go? Offshore? What slush fund was recently terminated by the Attorney General? Who controls the Fed? Who controls the economy? What was the net worth for each prior to taking office? You know, the political leaders, the talking heads, you know, some of them make in excess of $5 million. They're just political leaders. They're not supposed to make that much, but somehow they get millions of dollars. We, the people, demand to know and fight against these corrupt elements. Oh, yeah, the people. Q. And so here's that 1-minute, 19-second video that President Trump posted.
Two-thirds of Americans who consider themselves middle class are now facing financial hardship.
Many remain deeply uneasy about the economy and the prospect of a looming recession.
Everybody's suffering. Everybody. It doesn't make any sense.
Everything's gone up an absurd amount.
Americans are paying an 18% inflation tax. All states have hit gas price highs, all 50 of them.
The IRS is building an army of new auditors, and some of them could be armed. New Democratic spending bill will add nearly 87,000 new IRS agents.
Going after low-income earners are easy targets for an audit. The poorest families were audited at a rate 5 times higher than for everyone else.
That's Bidenomics in action.
When I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Voters in key swing states overwhelmingly favored the economy under Trump.
If it's about the economy, Trump is going to win a landslide, I guarantee it.
Voters say it is Trump who would better handle the economy.
Her saying the economy and everything is better, it was far better under President Trump.
We have the greatest economy in the history of our country, and we're going to have it again, but in spades. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before.
Yep, it's pretty exciting. Folks are getting fired up about that. Other things that are happening on the money side, you guys don't know this, but Turkey just changed the entire future of NATO. They're going to join BRICS. Long before anyone was talking of Turkey planning to leave NATO or join Russia financial operations, Q the Storm Rider was giving you the full inside operations of China delivering weapons to Serbia via Turkey. Told us that 3 years ago that Turkey was going to leave NATO. Turkey's NATO's biggest army in Europe, and massive panic and inside fighting in NATO, and a huge collapse was beginning back then. Now you see, you're seeing the true military operations to bring down NATO, the World Banks, the United Nations, the deep state operations. You guys think they're all good. A lot of folks need to wake up and do their research, because you'll find out. The CIA controlled Ukraine ops and money laundering systems to Saudi Arabia. Trump's friend MBS shutting off the CIA, the Rockefellers. Now Turkey publicly went to Russia, and the Kremlin welcomes them. Also, Musk went to China. These were military comms for the leaders of the world to see that White Hat's alliance military operations were moving forward. Turkey moves forward since inside the plan. Now, I don't know if you guys know this either, but Saudi Arabia made a massive move to stop the fiat deep state money. That's right. They stopped the petrodollar system for the United States. And we had a chance to talk about that with Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have a show coming out Sunday, this Sunday, June the 16th, for all of you. Built-in demand for U.S. currency is fading. Saudi Arabia 50-year petrodollar exit and precious metals biblical shift. Man, it is a really good, good interview. Had a lot chalked in there. And tell you what, you can go to andweknow.com/gold and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott. You guys can have the same conversation that I have. Ask same questions and more, especially when it comes to precious metals and getting out of the fiat currency. It's absolutely amazing. Here's a clip from that particular show that you'll see Sunday.
The stuff happened right underneath our nose. And I think that there's this power shift that's just gone to the east. And now Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, literally these, we're talking about just a few days ago. This is fresh, hot off the press news, right? So basically Project Enbridge. You and I talked about this, LT, I think it was a month and a half or 2 months ago. Project Enbridge is the Bank for International Settlements project that will connect different currencies, different exchange rates to basically have connectivity between all these different central bank digital currencies around the world, right? It's their big linking step to get the whole world to talk about finance and actually have a monetary union globally. See, this is why when I think about it, and we had a lot of the people on the right in this country celebrating that the House of Representatives told you know, passed a bill, HR, I think it was 5403, that said, no, the Federal Reserve can't issue central bank digital currency. And people called me and say, Kirk, look, you know, you were wrong. They're not going to do it. We're not going to have CBDCs in America. It's like, okay, since when have I ever said that central bank digital currency was only an American thing or only a United Kingdom thing or only a Japanese thing, right? This is a global thing, which I think it's going to be actually run and monitored and operationalized by the Bank for International Settlements, the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. Those institutions are going to have our global currency.
And so that's what they're pushing for. That's what we're noticing in the news and more. And so Dr. Elliott definitely helps bring us some light on that particular area. Another area that we've all been definitely paying close attention to would be the jabs, right? Happening now in Australia, there's a Senate hearing on excess deaths. Dr. Jayanthi Kunadhasan shares how Pfizer manipulated trial results by hiding deaths in the vaccinated arm. Check this out.
I'm one of the authors of the first peer-reviewed paper in the medical literature.
I'm going to bring this down, this text, real quick, and then we'll play it so you can see.
I'm first peer-reviewed paper in the medical literature, unaffiliated with the trial sponsor, which examined the original Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial data. To fully understand the issue of excess deaths, there needs to be proper scrutiny of the intervention that was implemented on more than 90% of the Australian population. That's COVID-19 vaccination. More than 50% of the Australian population took Pfizer's mRNA vaccine. At the pivotal point of Pfizer's vaccine approval in December 2020, there was a gross misrepresentation in what was presented publicly. Instead of the 6 deaths publicly disclosed, 4 placebo, 2 vaccinated, suggesting a benefit of vaccination, there were in fact 11 deaths, with more deaths in the vaccinated arm, 6. We found undisclosed deaths, especially in the vaccinated arm of this clinical trial, in contravention to legal and ethical obligations of trial sponsors. As a healthcare professional registered in Australia, I felt it was my ethical obligation to inform the TGA for possible breaches of good clinical practice. The exchange of letters with Professor Lawler is in the AMS submission, which I hope this inquiry makes public shortly, as well as an additional letter to be tabled. In 2022, I was investigated for more than 6 months by APRA, when I said it was not honorable for the medical profession not to be able to tell their patients what, in their medical opinion, harms them. Despite the immense stress of the investigation, I stand by my words. Have doctors in Australia been able to give valid informed consent for COVID-19 vaccination in the background of unprecedented government and forced coercion and incompletely scrutinized trial data by the regulator? If the clinical sponsor can hide deaths and autopsy results, ignore a sudden adult death and cardiac event signal in the clinical trial, with the regulator waving this along, what else can they hide? I hope this committee seeks these answers. Thank you.
Ignore the sudden deaths. When we go to COVID BC excess deaths on Telegram, they're already at 2,000 that I haven't looked at. I mean, that's the updates from folks as they share over and over, these folks who posted on social media, let's get jabbed, telling everyone, you need to go get jabbed. Get jabbed. And then who knows what happens just a few years later, passed away in sleep, suddenly gone, young. Another person bragging, showing the jab on the arm with the Band-Aid. Look at me, I'm getting my jab done. Look at me, telling everybody on social media, bragging about it. And right after it happens, extended my deepest condolences for the sudden passing of this particular person. Gone. Another guy, catching fish, young guy, out there bragging, let's get jabbed. All of a sudden passed away unexpectedly. It's always unexpectedly, suddenly, just gone. Another one, a young nurse, born in 1969, only 54 years old, out there sharing how they got their jabs. And next thing you know, they're gone. Received the COVID jab. It was my choice. I'm supporting my colleagues who don't want to receive the vax by their choice. Our government is the only. It's only given two choices, get the jab or lose your job. It's unacceptable. We are forced to wear PPE that is uncomfortable and restrictive. And I decided to get mine. You should have freedom of choice. Well, she took her choice and now gone. One after another on this Telegram channel. You can catch all of those. And so much more. Another alarm on Daily Mail. Alarm over 200% explosion in young women and girls getting pancreatic cancer as top experts admit they are baffled by frightening rise of deadly disease. Baffled. How could it be? What could have happened? Celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels. How is Trump going to jail but Fauci isn't? Huh? And there's your Vax Street boys right there. You see them? Got your WEF, your Gates, your Biden, your Fauci, and your Soros. Common names now in our wake-up call across this entire earth. Day in and day out, we're waking up to just how they've played this out. And if you guys didn't catch this one, Candace Owens against Piers Morgan.
Do not take my one clarification about the ability of a vaccine to prevent transmission as being some great mea culpa that I think...
That's a huge mea culpa, Piers. Because that means that you let people go out and get an experimental vaccine in their arm and encourage them not to listen to independent voices that were saying, hold on. That's a huge mea culpa. People died from the vaccine. So you're talking about people that died from not getting it. Mm. There have been scores of people who died from the vaccine. There have been scores of people like my grandfather who got the vaccine and then were dead within 1 year because it led to their dementia suddenly spreading in a way. Stop. I let you speak about your mea culpa. First and foremost, they have admitted so much. They lied about the 6 feet social distancing that just came out 2 weeks ago. And you were on the side of all of these people. So don't pretend that that's a small mea culpa. People died from blood clots pertaining to the vaccines that you were telling them to rush out and get. Okay.
Had they waited to perhaps listen to independent voices who understood that there was some government. No, I let you talk about your mea culpa.
Had they have paused and listened to independent voices who have, I think, probably a greater strength when it comes up to standing up to government initiatives, because we recognize that the government is not our friend and we recognize that the government is not trying to save our lives. Mm. Maybe those people would be alive. Maybe my friends who had miscarriages and my friends who were saying that it was impacting their menstruation until the government was ready to admit that 7 months later. If you had listened to people that were telling you their own experiences, someone I know that went completely blind in one eye because of some weird ocular clots. Mm. So don't pretend that's a small thing. I just want to say I'm happy to accept that you've changed your mind.
Let me respond.
But don't pretend it's a small thing. People died from the vaccine.
Let me respond.
And by the way, I want to be clear for people watching this. He's saying still get it. I'm saying still don't. Just so you can hear a different opinion. Do not allow the government to put that in your arm.
Okay.
God's system works. The government is not fixing you in any regard.
And do you feel the same way about the flu shot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So just want to make sure you know that other folks are out there doing the best they can to fight against this. These demonic folks that are out there. If you guys didn't know, look at the picture of this King Charles, I believe. Remember, they had the blood painting is what we're calling it. And you do the mirror image and you've got the Baphomet showing. And of course, we had the image done of Obama. And it has pretty much the same Baphomet look. It's how they work. It's how they operate. They show you these strange paintings. They're already evil. But then you mirror them and you can see the Baphomet showing. It's not by coincidence. These folks are evil, demonic, and they hate all of us. And you go around the world and they're trying to change our behaviors. They're going after our children. Even in a middle school in San Diego.
I am and have always been queer, non-binary, and most important, me.
So they're raising their flags with all these strange colors and more. And even on these new flags, these transgender flags, I guess is what you call them, they don't even realize there's a minor attracted person on that particular flag color. It means that there's pedo on the flag. They don't care. They put it out there. They smile about it. Board of Education, there it is. Almost a recipe for or an ad for homeschool. Anybody out there trying homeschool? We've done it. It's very difficult. I get it. But there's different ways out there. We use a different one. If you write to us, I'll let you know which one. I don't want to endorse anything now. But it's been pretty good. It's a Christian and definitely helped us out. It's been very difficult. You got the transgender swimmer Leah Thomas out of Olympics after being dealt a fatal legal blow. Good. There's some victories out there. If you look up here, you got West Virginia. They're putting out their colors. They have a pride mural. They're going to paint all the streets. And as much as they can, they want people to know, hey, we are so proud of what we do behind closed doors. We're proud of our immoral activity against God Almighty. And we're going to spray paint it over every street that we can, and we want everybody to know and accept us for our immoral acts and behavior. We're not attacking them. I'm just sharing you the straight belief from God Almighty who created us, male and female. It's the way it's supposed to be. This is counteractive to our Heavenly Father. But when these folks come up to you, instead of fighting with them, what do? We just share with them that we care about them and ask them how they're doing. Pray for them, and if they attack, just turn around and walk away. There's no need to get in fights with them. We're just sharing the truth and sharing how they're infiltrating our system and our country and many countries. If we go out there and we put a pride flag of the family, and we show pictures of children with their parents all over the streets, I'm sure they'd fight and call that hate speech. That's what we're up against. Day in, day out, we're looking at victories, though, folks. We're noting that the exposure of these jabs is coming out full tilt. We're watching the falling apart of these so-called leaders day in and day out. We're watching the communities come together and wake up and realize the importance of this upcoming election as usual. And no matter what, we have to stay in prayer and hope.
Secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continued guidance in our lives. Thank you for your love and mercy and grace on everything, all aspects of our life. It's been absolutely amazing to just belong to you, to know that we have full access to your throne 24/7. We ask that you continue to guide and direct our thoughts. Bring those around us who you want us to talk to. Give us the right words to say, the right moments. We lift up those who are so deceived in this transgender and LGBT movement that you would allow us to share our love through Christ to them in a way that they probably never expected. But Lord, you know all things. You know how to reach these folks better than we do, and we know that you can use us to do these great things for your Son, Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and is alive and well now. We ask for continued protection for our lives, protection for our families, protection for those on the front lines, protection around President Trump and all those surrounding him as we get closer and closer to this election and the exposure, more exposure of this enemy who's tried so hard to destroy each and every one of us. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time, your patience, your prayers, and so much more. We ask that you hit that follow button, the share button, the like button, if you would. And also, we just want to thank you again for just being here. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't just have this channel. It's just growing so much, and we know it's because of you. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out. Farouche.